The town of Brook Hollow stands watch over a ruined keep that was once a bastion of good in the realm. The keep overlooks the Shadow Rift, a dark scar in the world that was once a gateway to the Shadowfell, but has been dormant for many years. Now an evil cleric of Orcus, demon lord of the undead, seeks to reopen the gate, and the only thing standing in his way is a small yet determined band of heroes. Dungeons & Dragons, 4th edition. Keep on the Shadowfell. Redux. Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
From Pizza Hut. So you get a large, and then you just save the rest for, like, later down in the week.
But two slices of pizza aren't the same thing as a personal pan. It's not quite as filling.
It's not?
Mm. No.
Okay, well, I thought...
A little bit on Weight Watchers, me, dude. You know, give it a smile.
Okay. Well, I mark him, and then I attempt to Earth Shield Strike.
Attempt away.
And I miss with an 8.
Ha!
Yeah, you missed.
Cariona. Apparently now Ragnar likes to sound like sheep.
Well, I look like a ram.
Man.
In the form of the fearsome ram.
He's from New Zealand.
Yeah, bad sheep.
That was a bad movie.
That was a fucking awesome movie. It was so horrible when it's
Oh, yeah.
It's cold.
Especially the guy in the inn who got turned into a sheep and was, like, loving the other sheep.
Carry on.
I move Bob.
Okay.
And I'm going to use Predator Strike on this guy here. All
right.
Well, mark him.
Can our dog mark him?
I don't think so. No.
I think your Hunter's Quarry is a ranged thing anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can mark more than one target with your Hunter's Quarry, remember?
Yeah, but he's really far away.
It doesn't matter. There's no range on it, is there? Probably at 10 if it's got a range, which would be.
You can mark him.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
It just takes a minor action to do it.
Yeah. She go, boop. Y'all marked, and your dog goes Hunter's Quarry, which allows it to do an extra D6 damage, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Do it!
Do.
Oh,
18, 19, 20, 21.
That will hit him. Roll your damage.
Which is D12 and D6.
Head scratches.
The sharpshooter. Just the one thing remains.
Minor back scratches.
9.
No, it's all about the head for me.
Plus 6, so.
15.
That Andre likes it when you keep
him. Ouch.
He does.
Yes, yeah, ouch.
Especially with
that's the first damage he
actually. Is he bloody?
No, not yet.
Okay. I'll hold the bloody marker over here for him.
Rogar.
Get depressed.
I will saunter sadly over towards the one that Nathan is fighting.
5, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I will go ahead and put myself on the line and go one extra square for combat advantage. And then I will mope sadly and say, Ragnar, you need to kill that one.
You shouldn't walk up behind
18 versus AC.
Careful when you walk up behind the ram.
You get to add 4 to your damage at this point.
14. Plus my weapon, plus my strength bonus?
Yeah.
Okay, so 16.
All your normal stuff plus 4.
That kills that one.
And it shifts him back into...
He goes straight from... He goes all the way. He has 16 hit points left, so... One more hit point would have been bloody. So I was like, I'm dead.
Here you go.
I'm not dead yet.
I'm dead now. It's like, it'll take more than that to put this grizzled goblin down. Oh, that'll do it. Because basically it knocks him back a square, too. I can shift him a square. So I'm like,
come on, you can identify Nathan and Becca's network. Come on, you can do it.
All right, Belda.
All right, we're going to try this again. I'm going to move forward a square.
Do you really?
A ton.
Ton of internet porn at home?
several gigabytes.
Terabytes.
We all.
I have more than you do.
That would be...
Huh? How much do you have?
21 to hit.
That's just
check.
In his laptop.
No, it's not in my laptop.
I'm assuming 21 hits armor.
21 does hit armor.
Oh, does that mean they can reach our porn?
Yeah. They want to.
Hey! What are we doing playing D&D?
You guys have a spare bedroom, right?
Got a tiny bed, though.
10 points of damage.
We're used to being close.
They're 10 small. Points of damage.
10 points of damage on the one
that one.
But he's dead now.
Sport. Don't you run from me!
Curse bladder.
Well, so far it's not making your internet.
24.5.
Oh, no, I got 30-some on.
Well, that's just in this folder.
Yeah, I got 30.
That's just on the laptop.
That's just in the network. That's not including stuff that's actually burned off on the disk that can save space. I probably got...
We collect old movies. Younger generation listen to this on the...
Mm-hmm. It's great, because this is getting podcasted. Yeah.
We like to collect older movies, like the old classic movies.
Okay, anyway.
Moving
along.
I like to collect.
Is it my turn
movies.
Yet?
I don't care if people. You know,
can't wait for emails about this episode. It'll be awesome. Yes. All right.
I'm stopping listening to your show because you're a pervert. You look at porn.
Ooh.
Yeah, you and everybody else in the United States.
It's okay. I'm so hairy. Well, people won't notice.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the goblin sharpshooter there pulls out a short sword and tries to stab your dog.
It's still coming.
Hitting a 24 AC.
Why don't you walk over?
That'll hit.
Takes a mighty 7 points of damage.
Restart.
And now it's Belladonna's turn.
Woo!
My wolf is bloodied.
Flame Seed, again.
You're using Windows Vista.
No, I'm using Windows 7.
Are you?
Yep.
Nice.
Woo! 21?
That doesn't look like Windows 7.
Against Reflex?
Yep, that is Windows 7.
21 against Reflex?
You can disable all the visual effects.
Hmm? Yeah, I disabled mostly anything that made it too pretty because my computer would go, I hate you!
5 points of fire.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
When did you get Windows 7?
If he does not
like
move
November?
Oh, from your dad?
This zone here.
There was a sale going on if you used your student
okay.
ID.
Then he'll take more
Windows
damage.
7 for
Clark.
$30.
Rock.
If he starts his turn there, he'll take the damage. So.
He will go ahead and spasmatic hop because it's reliable.
Ugh.
It will hop out.
Ha ha!
Then 18.
I know why you can't connect.
That will hit.
17, I'm sorry.
Okay. We'll still hit.
Okay.
He's on fire.
Doing 7.
Easy target.
The remaining goblin.
Yes, there is only a goblin. And we're back to the top of Ragnar.
And then he will move back behind cover.
We're back to the top of Ragnar.
Ragnar!
Ragnar!
I'm going to have to set this up for you. What happens is I restricted our number of DHCP addresses because we had someone that kept trying to connect with their network to our network. And so I restricted it down to 2 addresses so that way only 2 notebooks can connect at once. And my notebook's on, and the wireless adapter in the other room's on for the other machine, so there's no more DHCP addresses.
Mine's connected.
Yeah, but yours is actually set with even though it says you have a dynamic IP address, when you actually connect to the network of your machine, it actually pulls to a static IP address inside our network because your machine is configured in my network settings. Sorry.
It's
I could probably do that for yours, too.
You're spiffy.
Mm-hmm. What am I
you doing?
I shift my square, and I hit with a 21 on an Earth Shield strike on that guy.
That'll hit him.
And he takes 7 points of damage and is shifted 1 square back into this thingy.
7 points of damage and is shifted into death.
Yeah. The dead limp body flies into the cage.
Well, he probably got swished through the bars.
Yeah, he got squished between the bars. He's now inside the cage in pieces.
Then, Nathan, we're going to need to use your
thing to hang on. Pizza. We'll get it set up for you.
Food.
I can't believe your notebook can't do the all the visual effects, though. I mean, your notebook's not that much worse than mine.
All right.
3 years old at this point.
And with that...
Yeah.
Is it really?
Dude, it's got...
Loot!
It's got a G-force.
I'm assuming you loot the corpse.
7050 in it.
Yeah, I'm going to start poking around. What is this thing over here?
I'm going to spend a healing surge
it's
for Bob.
Tables, crates, that sort of thing.
Okay.
You're poking around, looking around. You want to update the...
I will.
While you're doing what you're doing there, you guys can give me a perception check, please.
Here's yours.
I was going to say, wait, where's my one?
A lot.
The one you're using.
This is mine.
Then where's my purple one?
I don't know.
I think you stole it.
Nine.
No. This is my purple one.
This is mine.
No, maybe this is your purple one. It is your purple one. I rolled the 20 with it. I like your purple one. I got a natural 20.
I got 9.
Natural 20.
14.
I see everything.
26.
Okay. I got infinity, just so you know.
Well, you're omnipotent here, yeah.
Yeah.
You fly around and possess other characters, remember? Alright, Becca and, or Belladonna and Belda. If you guys are, you know, as the search of the room is going on you hear a...
Kidney! Oh, they're not in that case there, are they?
Kidney!
No, it's coming from over here.
Uh-oh.
I won't go.
I'm going to go through the hallway.
We go investigate.
Do it yourself. Oh,
here's that. Andre, you're pulling an IP address of 0.0.0.0.0.
That's cool.
Awesome.
That's because...
Actually, you're pulling 2 IP addresses of 0.0.0.0.0. Do you have 2 different adapters?
Because I can multitask.
Because Andre is that awesome.
We are going to investigate.
Yep. What is sitting down this hallway, Ethan?
Investigate to the music.
Yep, no, right.
Looking down that hallway, it looks like it's a bunch of cells.
We will free prisoners.
I'm going to see what's in them before I set them free.
Well, I have to stand in front of it to free them.
Yes, moving down the hallway. Is that the only prisoner in a cage?
Well, yes. You go past that one and you see a
goblin?
A goblin that is huddling in there.
Why are you in a cage?
You should be here, probably.
Yeah. So not yelling from down.
Why are you in a cage? Oh!
Hold up 2 fingers if you can hear me.
I can't count. No, that's not a cat scratching the furniture.
I thought it was that crinkle cave again.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Sharpening a pencil. All
right.
Okay, it looks like I'm gonna have to give another address just to work right.
You look in there and you see a goblin that's just in basically in rags. And as you come around, you
Andre, open up your wireless
setting.
Open your card and tell me what your MAC address is.
Is that? He smiles toothlessly.
Oh.
I repeat, why are you in a cage?
Because I got thrown in a cage.
What did you do to get thrown in the cage?
Slug do bad things to get thrown in the cage.
Like what?
Slug get yelled at, and Slug get thrown in cage.
What did you get yelled at for, Slug?
I Where's Big Man with Mask? He's scary.
He's been taking care
of. I heard
about
the rockets out there, and I'm glad I was in the cage, because I didn't want to get eaten. You're not going to eat me, are you?
Not yet.
Why are you in the cage? What did you do to get yelled at to get into the cage?
Any weapons on him?
No,
just I tricked you. I like ale rations, and I like it a lot.
Does he have any weapons on him?
No.
I will open the cage.
Will. Ooh. I will take him by the arm, take him from the cage. Where's the ale?
The ale?
You said you like the ale rations.
Yes.
Where's the ale?
I drank some of it. The ale right. I drank.
Where's the rest of it?
I have to go down to the pits for it.
Okay.
That'll go around and get it.
I'll give you this warning. We're clearing the goblins out of the pits.
But I'm a goblin.
If you want to live, I suggest you not be in the pits.
All I did was con some people out of ale rations.
So, if you want to live, find somewhere bright and sunny to go.
He does have a name.
We could bring him with us.
I let go of his arm.
Maybe he wants to help us.
He's a goblin.
I'd like helping. Plug like her.
I'm just saying, it worked well last time.
Not that my opinion matters at all.
Fine, we'll go introduce him to the party and see what they think.
It would be useful to have an insider who knows where all the traps and where the numbers and...
Oh, yes, I know where everything is. You look very smart.
If you help us do this, we will let you go in peace. Yeah. If you turn on us, we will make sure you leave in pieces.
Why are dwarves always grumpy?
It's because they don't see the
sun.
It's because you're a goblin and you smell.
Can't help seeing what I am. I do not smell. That one smells. I can smell him over here.
Hey, Clark! Come meet our new friend!
Really rubs up against him.
All right. So, did you guys find anything in here?
Hi.
Hello.
You found me.
I wasn't talking.
What was the loot that we discovered? I will take a quick note.
Oh, God.
I'll keep an eye on the toothless goblin. If he stole ale rations, he might steal weapons.
The hobgoblin torturer was wearing some very nice leather armor.
And it's now wet.
It can come out of the pot.
He also had the iron poker. It's just an iron poker. The sharpshooters were each armed with a short sword.
So that's three short swords?
Three short swords off of them. Three crossbows. A total of 36 crossbow bolts off of all of them. Three suits of leather armor that the goblins were wearing. That the goblin sharpshooters were wearing. The goblin warrior.
When my cats figured out that.
Has a spear, five javelins, and he also had a suit of leather armor.
I hope you guys are writing this down because I am busy.
Rummaging through pockets, the goblins have a total of 50 silver pieces, and the hobgoblin has a pouch with 55 gold in it.
Whoa.
Okay, the javelins are going to Clark.
Oh, open up. Which I have four javelins I need to check for.
How many javelins?
Okay, so he's now got three plus how many?
Five.
Three plus five is eight.
Dude, it keeps shunting you into the D&Z zone.
So that combat was a net gain of two. Thank you. I've only got one.
Now, you said this leather armor off of the hobgoblin that was nice.
Looks very nice, yeah.
Okay, by nice, does it kind of have a magical feel to it? Should I give you a roll for that? Sixteen.
You beat the 15. Yes, it is magical.
Sweet. Do I know how magical?
You will have to spend. You have to spend a little bit of time.
I'm still getting used to how it works.
An extended rest will do it. It's a skill check. It's an arcana skill check.
All right. All right, well, we've got another room over here where there were some chit-chatting card-playing somethings.
Well, I'm assuming you guys want to take a brief rest. Not an extended rest, but a short rest. To recharge your encounter ability.
That would be nice.
You can spend any healing surges you need to, as many healing surges as you need to, if you want to get yourself...
Yes, so, I'm grievously wounded at 4 hit points.
I know you are.
I'm barely holding
myself together. So, our newfound goblin friend, what's in this room off to the side, the card playing? And...
He says, shoving Chipotle in his mouth.
Oh, I did that room. Ah!
Card playing room.
Oh, that's this is Belgron's place for his cards.
Okay. Tell me about it.
It's a room. It has 4 walls and a ceiling. And there are some goblins in there. And
I take Belgron, my warhammer off my belt and I hold
but
it.
But we don't call him Belgron the Fat to his face. We just call him Belgron. He's in there and he has a guard with him all the time. He's fat, like...
How many people are in there?
Like, Jabba Fat.
Okay.
Fat.
You know Jabba?
Hmm? Oh, yeah. We all know Jabba.
There you go.
How many people are in that room?
Usually it's between, it's usually around a dozen or so. He likes to be very heavily guarded.
How many are minions and how many count?
What kind of weapons do they carry?
I will use a single surge.
Pointy ones.
All right, let's go take him out.
Bows and arrows or knives?
Uh-huh.
I'm at 43 points now. Hit points.
Okay.
What do you guys think? You want to take on 12 goblins?
Yeah.
So what are you going to do if we start killing your friends?
They threw me in a cage. As long as you don't kill Slug, Slug is okay.
Okay, don't pick up
any
weapons.
Slug?
You wait here. We'll be back once we finish them off.
Okay.
We could put it back in the cage while we're doing that.
No.
And don't eat whatever's in that pot.
You could just make Clark watch it.
Why not? Milk good.
Hobgoblin's in there.
Clark's awfully useful.
Uh-huh, it's not good.
You might eat him.
Clark?
Oh, it is him, isn't it? Pokes him with a poker.
No, I really don't care if he comes along, as long as he doesn't pick up any weapons.
What's the address here?
Start ripping stuff off of the Hobgoblin
East Grace Terrace.
I'm going to start...
508.
I'm going to head over to the door to the other
Grace
room.
Terrace.
PR.
I'm right behind you.
Wait,
no. I'm in front. I take the hits.
Poorly.
Coming from the lawn dart who can't track.
Alright.
What, you thought I'd forgotten by now?
We need to erase the map.
Okay.
Says I'm the worst ranger ever. I'll show you.
Yeah, you've shown us you're the worst ranger ever. Regularly.
Hey.
It's not that she doesn't know about nature, she's just too caught up in nature to be of any use.
You, get off that branch. Tell us where those tracks go.
Flower,
no,
flower,
no
tree,
humping.
Tree.
Bad ranger. Bad.
Tree, flower. Flower, flower.
Where were we discussing speaking elvish?
Flower, flower, tree, somewhere. Tree.
We were out in public and we were sitting around and I'm like, I'm going to speak elvish.
Flower, flower.
And every, like, 4 or 5 people looking at me like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, just TER is the abbreviation for it. Otherwise, they get all funky and go. They call and go, where's this terrace place? It's terrace, TER. Ooh, now I'm not quite finding it.
Anyone else ordering?
No. Thank you, but no.
Did you just cut yourself?
None
of our knives are sharp enough to cut human flesh.
You could barely cut through the rind on that cheese.
Alright, pick your crust, build your pizza.
So are you going to give them delivery charge just to bring 2 personal pan pizzas up here?
A delivery charge, which is $2?
It's cool.
Okay, dude.
Congrats!
Rachel just leveled up.
What level are you? What? What level are you? Congratulations!
Ding! The house reverberates.
Yes. You remember that sound.
Oh, yeah. Very well.
I said congratulations.
Well, you dinged.
You dinged.
Congratulations.
We had to offer grats. Congrats.
Conga rats.
Yeah, conga rats. Yeah, as we used to say. Michael and I used to play the first EverQuest way back when.
And the second one.
And then the second one for a little while. And then we moved to Heroes.
Then we moved to City of Heroes.
City of Heroes and played that for a while. And well, we were beta testing Lineage.
Yeah, I didn't like Lineage.
No, I didn't like it either. The only thing I liked was playing the Dark Elf women because they bent over when they run. It was like, nice shot of the butt. The boobs going.
They were great pixels.
Yeah, great pixels, but bad gameplay because you walk out and it's like, wow, big world, and I'm dead because some level 70 decided to kill me.
Pixelated boobies.
Mm-hmm. And then we moved.
Better than no.
We moved to Lord of the Rings online, yeah. Which was great. The only thing it was like this. Hello.
Pretty much.
Where is everybody? You go into town and the computer just dies because there's like 50 million people. Everybody's in town. Nobody's out doing anything. It's like the orcs are taking over the world as you like walk through the area because no one's out killing anything. And it's like, well, this is fun.
There are people out collecting stuff.
Yeah, there are people out collecting stuff, but nobody out fighting. So it was like, we need to get here. Wow, there's like 40 people between us and there. And we're dead. Then we moved to, what was it? We moved to World of Warcraft and you stopped playing.
I stopped online gaming for a while.
Yeah.
But
you were the smart one. Then we got addicted to
Evercrack
or World of Warcraft.
One medium pan cheap is $20? What in the nose?
I suggest a phone call. When the website confuses you.
What's the point?
So I'm totally $20.
For one or two.
Because we have two showing up there. Any pizza at $10 and then a medium pizza.
Indeed.
But yeah, then we move to World of Warcraft.
I'm really enjoying. Up until recently, when they did this dungeon finder, the random dungeon generator, I was really not enjoying it. I mean, it was one of those, like, eh. It was like everyone was solo play. And I'm going, you know, that'd be great if I was playing, like, a paladin or a warrior.
Or
maybe even a hunter.
Yeah.
But
as a cleric.
As a priest.
Yeah.
Especially a holy spec priest.
Mm-hmm.
My combat tactic was this. I would fire up my big guns, which takes 10 seconds to recharge, and then they'd start running at me. I'd cast heal over time.
And then
I
start...
I didn't use shield, it's too much mana. Because my heal over time, shield. With my spirit high enough as it is, with my heal spell, by the time it runs out, it's recharged.
Yeah.
The mana I used to cast is recharged. Yeah. So I cast heal on myself and I start wailing on it with my mace.
What bugged the hell out of me with World of Warcraft was every other game on the face of the earth, when you play a priest of any sort, gets to wear armor. And that game is like, you get to wear cloth. It's like,
we're having that discussion yesterday.
Yeah, that kind of rubs me wrong, but I'm not upset by that. What does bother me, though, I grouped the other day with a paladin who was Holy Spect or whatever.
Holy Spect, yeah.
And he healed on the same level with more mana efficiency than I did. I have an email into Blizzard right now with that.
You will find out very quickly that the paladins, the Death Knights and the Hunters are
way overpowered
for their level.
Oh, this is
They're
wonderful.
Not
fascinating.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Hurry!
Okay. So.
Do we get to pick where we are?
Yup.
I'm in front.
Doesn't look like anyone tried the door. Put it that way.
I would like to be behind him.
You guys get back out here.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Clark's probably next to him.
Rubbing on him.
Yeah.
And he's over here?
Yeah, he's off in the other room.
The encounter is over, so my horns have receded. I mean, we should go in this room now.
Give me your stealth check, please. And we can actually go to initiative. Let's do that.
Okay.
Alright.
Initiative or stealth?
Remember, if you want to be stealthy, you have to get your stealth.
Remember to add a +2 from him because you're within range of him.
Okay, it's one better than last time.
+2 nice. From who?
Ragnar, what'd you get?
From him.
From our fearless leader.
I got an 11.
At this point, this
with a +10, I got an 11.
Cariona, what'd you got?
12.
Rogar.
No, add
no,
your...
No. This is my 10. Stealth that I just rolled.
Oh, he's rolling for initiative. Add your initiative.
So 12
plus... No, I just rolled for my 12. I rolled again for my stealth.
What was your...
I had 12.
You rolled a 6?
The initiative was 12?
Yeah.
Because you have like a +4, don't you?
Oh, no, +3.
+2 from him, that's 5. To whatever you rolled. So if you rolled a... What'd you roll?
I don't remember now.
Rogar, what'd you get?
So add +2 to the 12, you got a 14.
Okay.
Because you obviously didn't add the plus two.
Beldon.
Oh, I'm sorry. 16.
Beldon.
23.
Clark.
15.
That's what we bought it for.
It's kind of pointless to buy food if you don't intend on eating it.
That's good cheese. It's smoked Gouda.
Oh.
Remember we used to eat this when we played over at Chris' house?
A little bit. I didn't eat much of it. You know, it's really good smoked salmon.
Oh, yeah.
Don't like fish.
They don't know what they're missing.
No, I know what I'm missing. I've had it before.
That was with more.
Well, I was going to bend straight my leg out so I could stretch, and I'm like,
I'll move my feet to the middle.
That's okay. I just was stretching like, kick.
That's what I rolled.
That's okay, minor two. That's why I had them.
Belladonna wants to go first. The door is... I'm assuming you guys haven't opened the door yet.
Nope, not yet. So. We haven't even pulled the short sword out.
I might.
Okay. Well, then I'll move in front of him and...
You can't move in front of me.
Why not?
Because we're blocking the only way and the door is closed.
I'm just going to open the door.
Why do I get a bad feeling about that?
Hey, do your thing.
I'm going to wait for you. You go on at 11.
So go.
I want to refocus.
Okay. You can. The next turn.
Yeah.
So pull the sword from the door and...
Quietly. Should I roll for a stealth in order to do
yes.
it quietly?
Yes.
11.
Shink!
Shink!
Bang!
Then you start hearing a bell ring. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, shit.
Now what do you do?
Sorry.
Put the sword back in the door.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Put the sword back in the door.
And step back.
Everybody shift five back.
The door opens inward, though, so we'll let them open it inward. Minimal attack.
No.
That's what I do.
Point. You put the sword back, okay?
Yep.
We all just look at her. It's the...
Sorry.
All right, before we do that, let me see how... Okay, you don't hear a bell going off, actually.
Oh, good.
So you pull it out. There is a clang.
All right, no bell. You don't have to put the sword back in.
Take the sword from her, put it back in my backpack.
Ow!
I'll peek through the door, then.
You open the door and peek in.
Uh-oh.
Do you want to borrow this one?
No. You see a goblin talking to something over here, going... And he stops as he sees you in the door.
Charge!
How about the video?
Me or him?
You.
Me? If I can still take an action...
Don't move me back. She has to shove into the door, William.
Yeah, I'll just take a step into the door.
Okay.
At which point, the bell starts ringing.
Killed by the bell.
Now step back and put the sword back in the door.
No, I'm going to cast Storm Spike on
it. We're still in there. It'll be fine.
I'm the only one in the door. It's okay. You can shut it behind me if you want.
I got it.
I got a 12 versus reflex.
Okay.
On this guy.
On that guy? That will miss his reflex. You go, ha!
Well, maybe I surprised him.
Yeah, and just screaming loudly and alerting everybody else in the area.
Well, they were going to know we were there soon enough.
Yeah, but I wanted a little bit more time for the element of surprise.
Well, on the bright side, there's not a whole lot... Well, okay, I shouldn't say that. We haven't seen the rest of this level yet.
Well, look on the bright side of death.
Because life is shit, full of shit, when you look
life's
at it.
Life's a piece of shit,
when you look at it.
Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You can see it's all a show, people laugh and it's a joke. Anyway,
So that was Belladonna. Belda, what do you do?
Please join me. I would not blame you for closing and locking the door behind you.
No, I'm not closing or locking the door behind you.
So it's okay if you
are not that ruthless, thank you.
No. But what I am going to do...
Good luck with that.
Hey, I got fairy fire. Cast it once.
It does do some damn high damage.
I hope for the best, right?
Charge does what again?
Only if it hits.
You basically do a basic.
You do a basic attack at the end of your move at the end of a movement action.
Okay,
it's a standard action to do it. You just basically move up your speed.
Does it give a bonus damage or just a hit?
Nothing at this point.
Oh, just nothing. Well, that sucks. I'm just going to do an invigorating assault.
It does. It does give you bonus damage.
Well, a charge you can only use a basic melee attack, not a power.
Right, that's what I'm saying, if this, depending on what this does.
Plus one bonus to the attack roll. And you provoke opportunity attacks. That's what charge does.
That doesn't do me anything good. Alright, I'm just going to move and do my...
Keep in mind if you can move and then...
Invigorating Assault.
So you've done your move action.
Yep. And that will be a 17 to hit. AC.
You hit him.
9 damage. Quit yelling! We can hear you! So, do I see anyone else in this room?
As you come up into that room, see a table with some playing cards on it. To the east, there are thick tapestries that cover the walls. On the table is a small bronze bell that one goblin is frantically ringing right now. So these are tapestries, and then that's a wall.
Okay.
All right. Then you did how much damage?
9.
Okay. You hit him, but he's still up. Clark's up now.
Moving Chuck. Move him up 6. He misses horribly.
He moved through the tapestry?
Yep. Oh. Magic.
So did he leave the bell on the table?
Shifts back. He was smacking the bell, and now he drops the little thing and runs. This guy shifts back, and then goes 3, move up half his speed, and he flings a javelin at you.
Catch it, Clark! Throw it back!
Dunk!
He flings it at you.
I know. That's why I'm telling Clark to catch it and throw it back.
After it goes through you?
No, misses me.
23 versus 18.
Okay, maybe it doesn't.
Sorry, wrong type of duck. Can you cut me off?
Evil duck.
Whack.
For 7 points of damage, the javelin goes whack! And they're both, you hear goblins screaming. Cariona, you're up.
I love cheese.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Grommet, help! It's the trousers. They're the wrong trousers, and they've gone wrong. Help!
I'm gonna use careful attack against our little friend. Not so good. 15 to hit.
To hit AC?
Yeah.
15 will miss.
Okay.
Ragnar, you're up.
I get to move?
Yes.
Ooh. Out of my way, lass!
He bowls me over.
He runs past everybody.
No, I don't. I can only move four.
Oh, sad.
No, it's double move.
Five. I can move five, I'm sorry.
And then move again.
Whoa, no, I'm... I'm gonna stay there.
He chucks things.
I know he does. Why do I not have a crossbow?
That is a good question.
Wait, we have all those crossbows.
I was saying, we picked up a few.
I'll just grab one of the crossbows from my backpack. Start loading a bolt.
Loading a crossbow is a minor action.
Okay, so I'm using my minor action to go.
You also had to draw the weapon out. Yeah.
Like, you wait right there.
Yeah.
Don't move.
You moved, and then you spent two minor actions, one getting the crossbow out and one loading it. This one you start playing with. Rogar!
Okay, I will morosely move forward five.
You morosely move forward five.
And I will sadly chuck a javelin at the goblin.
Oh, my heart's really not in this.
11.
That will be a 16.
That will miss.
That's what I figured.
We suck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Speak for yourselves, I hit him.
Range is not my forte. I will bawl about it.
You will complain about how useless you are and how you can't even slay a single goblin.
Always the invaders.
Round 10.
Let's see that.
Alright.
Not our system. I know that.
Oh, you should put that up on the... Woo! You get a kiss.
Ooh, I won at solitaire and I got a kiss.
Imagine what would happen if you won at spider solitaire.
I wouldn't spell ourselves all the time.
Give a spider kiss?
Alright, let's
go get
the
tarantula. Does whatever a spider pig does.
Alright, and you guys hear some barking and goblin coming from behind the tapestries.
The ground shakes as this massive creature from behind the curtain steps.
Belladonna.
What level is your tune on Animal Mark?
Basically 51.
And this is the only one I can see?
What do you have? What are you looking at?
Hmm?
Oh,
yes.
I'm just
circling. Flame seed.
Why do you ask?
Your Animal Mark line is correct.
Yes.
Do I have anything 50-ish?
Alliance?
Alliance? In my defense, their females are a hell of a lot hotter than Hordy's.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that's... I'm not... The thing is all of us are all bored.
I'm sorry.
Nathan, I've got an 80 all right. And a 75.
So you, Benny, and you...
I
stomach.
Can Death Knight...
Belda! You should go register on the Gamers Gaming stuff. Okay. Click on
join. Okay.
He's already a member.
Let me go ahead and do some self-promotion on here.
Please do.
I'm going to move to that.
We are a corporation now.
Oh, yeah.
Gamers Incorporated.
And...
A-M-E-R.
I'm going to miss horribly.
Huh. And here you were making fun of us.
This does not vote well. Clark!
Clark to the rescue?
yes, please. Does he want to move at all?
Yeah, he'll move up six and chuck.
Maybe.
How about five?
Yeah, right behind you. The 22.
Ouch.
Clark to the rescue.
That will hit him.
Clark really is to the rescue.
For four.
Maybe.
I'm replacing my D20.
Alright, he's still not bloody.
On Invermar Alliance, I got a DK win for you to get up to.
Wait a minute.
50-ish.
I only have the red one that I was just up. Oh, guess I have the green.
Mid to high 50s.
Okay, cool. I've been running through the random dungeons because that's really the only way I can.
Anyway, he shifts backwards behind the the drapery, and then you can't see him anymore.
Yeah.
Are there any lanterns in this room? Any open flame?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's some light ensconces.
Can I lock the ticket?
Congratulations! Cariona, what do you do?
I'm going to shift.
So I think a death knight is a really good tank?
No.
No?
No.
What?
Okay. They can be really good tanks. But DKs also have one of the highest percentages of being retards.
Back to there.
Okay, so if you were playing a DK...
I'm not playing DK. Oh, I do have a DK. I'm not sure I really want to take her tank because I already have a tank. And let me tell you, level of prop warriors.
Yep. Ragnar, you're up.
I was just thinking if, like,
where'd
you
go?
Had the DK tank, and I'm the
behind
healer,
the tapestry,
then all we need is three
DPS. And
DPS,
we'll
those are easy to get.
Instance.
Yeah.
Because DPS are like flies.
They're very prolific. Well,
don't double move. Set myself up.
When
aiming towards this
of the
thing.
Classes
how do we respec?
DPS, it's kind of understandable.
Refocus.
Oh, yeah, refocus.
Well, you can't refocus right now because you have acted this turn.
Yeah.
So you basically give up your action, you refocus, you add 10 to your initiative.
Put me at a 21, which would be a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. Rogar, you're up.
Well, I really don't want to be the first one to pierce that tapestry, so I'll run up and hide next to the warden and mope into his beard. I'll just double move.
Alright.
If there's any open flame, I want to throw it at the curtain. The tapestries.
Well, it's not your turn.
I know! It should be.
Mm-hmm. It should be, but it's not. Okay. Well, the tapestries part on a few times. Let's see. A bit back. As these guys all pop out.
Look, minions!
Going, ah!
They make it all the way up to you guys.
Do they charge? Do you need an attack of opportunity?
Wow. There's a lot of them.
They're going up and attacking the first people that they can get to attack. Which, let's do this.
It's me!
We got one trying to, they're all armed with short swords. So they're all, we got one trying to chop into Rogar here.
I take offense.
21 versus AC.
I'm immune. Yes, yes.
4 points of damage. 17 versus AC on you.
No.
Misses.
Shut up and take it!
I
don't say anything. I whine as much as he does.
19 versus AC on Cariona.
Yep, that'll hit. Okay,
4 points of damage.
Pencil.
We got a 22 versus AC on you.
Jump.
And the second guy swings with a 13 versus AC on you. 13 versus AC?
No.
Okay. So you take 4 points of damage from one guy smacking you.
I'm not bloody yet.
Three that don't have targets.
He can't do this though. There.
And he will go after, since there are two on the big dwarf, and he'll go after the dwarf because he's a goblin and he hates dwarves. So 21 versus AC, take another 4 points of damage.
Okay, now I'm bloodied.
And that's right. He could actually have gone there.
One more swing at you, Nathan. He swings and misses horribly. There you go.
I look at him. I'm sorry, did you say something?
And you hear some deep voice barking from behind the tower.
Uh-oh.
It's Finn Kirkpaw! Quick! Let's go get him. He's heroic!
Wait, what? It's the guys from
Belladonna.
Abe's Odyssey.
Becca!
Get him!
Becca! It's you!
You can do it!
You got through the line awfully quick.
Yes, this is 4th ed. Things go quickly here.
Oh, look at all those minions.
Area of effect spells
oh, yeah.
are our friend.
What do
you think
I'm going to attempt a flame seed here.
Right here.
No, Becca's spreading her seed.
No, she gets a flame seed right here. It'll hit all these.
Okay.
It doesn't
I think
matter.
We can
Who's
go
in?
Through, I think
yeah.
we can go through our minions fairly quickly.
Yeah.
I'll attempt it right here.
Okay. And what is it versus?
This reflex. Is versus reflex. Damn it.
You have Benny's.
I have one left.
Here.
Let me use this dice.
So this is on this guy. You have to roll attack versus each one. It's a burst one, right?
Yeah.
Flame seed, target one creature.
I know it's a burst.
No, 1d6 fire damage in the squares adjacent to the target become a fiery zone that lasts until the end of your next turn. Any enemy that enters the zone resorts
it's
there.
It's just she has to attack on this one, yeah, and if they start their turn there, which they
Does that mean the hers catch on fire?
Hmm, maybe.
Well, it's three by three, so.
So.
10
misses his reflex.
So it doesn't do shit.
So it goes. And, yep, you have to hit for it to do its thing, so. Mm-hmm. Your flame seed was a dud.
All these flame seeds are duds. Get a refund on these things.
All sales are final.
Zelda.
These things again. Getting tired of them.
I'm getting tired of all these weak little enemies. Go! Get to the chopper!
Alright. I'm going to do Recovery Strike, and that is a 21 to hit this guy.
21 will hit him.
Who'd you hit?
He dies a lot, because he's a minion.
Yep.
And that's what they do.
And I get 5 hit points? Yeah.
I'd get 1,000 hit points. However, they are vulnerable to damage, and I lose them all if I hit.
Okay.
All right, Clark.
Clark is not a fan of sticking himself into trouble, so he'll just go ahead and chuck at the one in the middle of the room.
Okay. Yes.
That one. 22, I assume, will skewer the minion.
Yes. Minion dies.
What? The minion died? How? Impossible.
I know.
They are our best fighters.
That's impossible.
Infall? Inconceivable.
I do not think that word means.
For the overlord.
You keep saying that word.
I don't think it means what those things mean. All right. Appearing out from there are two goblin warriors who basically come out and hurl a tentacle.
Look, new target.
Look, a juicy dwarf and a juicy dragonborn. Most pro creature worth our javelins at that. So against dragonborn, 26 crits.
He rolled a natural 26? Holy crap.
Yes, I know.
Holy
That's
shit.
Obedient. And against
I want his dice.
No kidding.
What the hell?
These are the goblin shock troops.
Yeah, but the thing is it's like, you, 26 crit. Me,
the office.
3.
You are weakened. Say then.
Oh!
And you take 8 points of damage.
Oh!
As you have a sucking chest wound as the javelin goes quack right into your chest.
That sucks.
We have no drum sound for you. That's because we hate you.
It's okay. I'm going into public education. I have to get used to it.
That's true.
Yeah. Everybody's going to hate you in public education. I think it's like a requirement of students that they hate their teachers. I don't know why. I have a lot of cool teachers I like.
I have some teachers I want to light on fire. It's actually why I'm becoming a teacher.
So you don't have to... So you can say...
So no student will ever have to have that teacher again.
That type of crap teacher again.
Or at least no one in your grade level.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're all right? Sounds like she's having fun. What level is she now? 8?
7.
Kicking butt and taking names.
Nathan and Ethan, where would be a good place around town to go and acquire some decent dice?
Why, your local friend, the Gamer Store. Tabletop Game and Hobby.
And where are they located at?
Why? They're located off of Even?
Wow.
This 100 is a 103rd Metcalf.
A calf.
In Overland Park.
Plugs for the win!
Yeah.
I like this one. Does it work?
Yeah, sure. I haven't tried it. I've never used that
It
one.
Works just fine.
He'd rather lie to you than admit that he'd never used it.
No, I said I've never tried it, so.
But first came the lie.
The, sure? That is a die I actually bought from Tabletop Game and Hobby, so.
Okay.
Hooray!
Cariona, what are you doing?
Facing up a piece of that. Oh god, my leg!
Okay, maybe I do want this.
Yeah.
No, don't put it on my stuff.
You make me happy. Nice.
I think it's smile.
You, yeah, well.
You make me smile.
I am going to stay where I am. Then I'm going to move Bob.
Thank you, servers.
To here.
Okay.
And I'm going
Good
to use...
Good plan, a meat shield.
Duncle, you need to just throw your seed here.
Use
no, this is a dud bag. I'm giving up.
Strike.
I'm going to go gather 15? More seeds when we're
Wait, four.
Back in the forest.
16, sorry.
16, that will hit and kill him.
Good job, Bob.
Yes, Bob tears one of the goblins to pieces. Ragnar.
Throat out.
Is it my turn?
No, he's just calling your name.
I'm going to attack this guy right in front of me.
Ooh, stones.
With a stone,
Sorry.
He's like, somewhere in here is my character.
First shield strike.
Aw.
The gods have decreed
I must roll a four.
Okay, well, Rogar.
Michael, what do you get my monster off?
As my lovely minor action, I will breathe.
Spear!
I'm just saying, otherwise I pass out. So, let me go ahead and start rolling for the oodles of minions in front of me. Can you count out a 5x5 square in front of me?
5x5?
Andre, is yours ice?
Yeah, that's nice.
Damn.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, like that, or is it 1, 2, 3?
Hold on.
I don't know how the cone goes.
It's not a cone; it's a burst. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everything in that gets hit.
Damn, that's a big burst.
I took the bigger version.
Yeah. So. 4 or 5. You are going to hit, possibly hit her. So let's start
it's
with
okay,
the minions.
I will weep for her soon.
You will weep?
And it's versus what?
Reflex.
Okay. Dead.
Okay. Let me figure out my bonus. It is a plus.
He beat his reflex.
7.
Based on the roll, so.
9.
Miss.
24.
Dead.
14. On the next minion.
Here.
Dead. You got all the minions, so let's do this. This guy.
14.
Yes, I was looking at the right stuff.
Look up the right stuff.
14.
Mm-hmm.
Miss.
20.
Ouch.
That will hit.
6.
What else do you have to roll for?
Her and her dog.
Oh, it's anybody?
Yeah.
Got the ball?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Gamers Haven Incorporated proudly presents 1,000 Monkeys production
of a Monty Cook adventure.
Dungeons & Dragons 4th Edition, Night of Dissolution, a Tolus adventure featuring the Gamers Haven regulars. Available for download only at gamershavenpodcast.com.
the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.